Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud, the second chapter, the tenth Mishnah of Kiddushin. Thing with the thing that we've been discussing over the past Mishnayas, that is a person who betroths a woman using items, and the question is, does he have ownership on them, do they have value or not? Our Mishnah states as follows, Mekadesh Mithrumos, Vemaisros, Vemaitonos, Vemeichatas, Ivrachatas, Arezo, the Kadeshas. Our Mishnah describes a situation where a person is Mekadesh and Isha with Truma, Truma Gedola, or with Truma, Mina Truma, Truma taken from the Miser, which are in fact given to Kohanim, given to priests, or with Miser Rishon, which is given to a Levi, or Miser Ani, which is set aside during years 3 and 6 of the Shemitah years, instead of Maaser Sheni, years 3 and 6 with Maaser Ani, or with what's called Matanos. Matanos are the shoulder, the cheek, and the stomach of a animal which was not considered Hekdesh. It was just considered a regular Zeruah the L'chaim and the Keva of a behema of chulin, just a regular mundane animal, must be given to the kohanim. Or if a person was mekadesh and isha with mei chatas, the mei chatas, which is water from a chatas, water which is taken from a spring, and the ashes of the para aduma are placed, or the ashes of a Chatas, which is the ashes of a para aduma itself. All these situations, if a woman was betrothed with them, even if it was a Yisroel, she would be mekudeshes. Just to explain a little bit, to clarify, not just a Kohen who used these items, let's say a Truma, or with the Kohen who received these matanos, received these pieces of meat, or a Levi from his portion of Truma, or a poor person from his portion of Truma, even a Yisroel, a person who usually normally would not receive these things, it would still affect a proper Kiddushin. And the question is why? Why is that? That a non-Kohen using Maaser, you'd be able to give it to an Isha. Why is that? So this, the reason given is because since it has some type of monetary value, it has some worth, because the owner, let's say, of the field can take from his threshing floor, can give it to whichever Kohen or whichever lady he likes. It has some value to it. He decides to give it to a woman, decides to give it to an Isha, since it has value, then she would be mekudeshes. We just explained is the opinion of Rav Huna, the halacha, and the way most of the Mefarshim understand it is really according to the opinion of Ula. And Ula holds that if a Yisrael would be Mekadesh and Isha with the Truma of the Maaser, which he himself set aside on the threshing floor, the Kedusha would not be affected. Because since the right to give the Kohen or the Levi, well, that might be his nonetheless, it's as if it really belongs to them. And it doesn't really have a monetary value, since you kind of have to give it to someone else. Therefore, when the Gemara says, and Gemara understands at the end of our Mishnah, which says, Vafilu Yisroel, is actually referring to a situation of a Yisroel who inherits Tevel, inherits produce, Trumos and Miseros, have not been set aside. He inherits it from his maternal grandfather, who was a Kohen. And the Mishnah teaches us that matanos, which have not been separated, are in fact considered to have already been separated, so to speak, i.e. it's as if the Truma and Maasers are been set aside by his maternal grandfather. And therefore, in such a situation, the Yisroel, who inherits his Teva and separates the Truma and Maaser from it, they belong to him, as if he inherited them directly from his maternal grandfather, and therefore he could sell them to a Kohen, or if he wanted, he could use that to be Mekadesh and Isha with. And for Yisrael, just, you know, regularly would inherit the Truma Meiser from the estate of his maternal grandfather was a Kohen. Obviously, it's a given that he can do and he can sell it to the Kohanim who he pleases, and obviously be able to Mekadesh and Isha. Just the end there of the Mishnah, which talks about the war of the Chatas, or the ashes of the Chatas, dealing with the process of a Paraduma. Paraduma is used in order to take a person who came in contact or came became ritually impure from a dead body in very different manners. Our Mishnah is saying that, what does it mean that the woman is Mekudeshes? It means that she's Mekudeshes with the wages that a person would receive to draw the water, or the wages a person would receive to bring ashes of this Paraduma from one location to another, because that really involves an inconvenience, and therefore the person really is entitled to receive money from the person who was tame, a person who was impure, because it's considered a big tircha, and therefore that money that is used to perform these actions has value, and therefore if it's used, the kadosh and isha, the kedushin would be valid. Other steps to be the para aduma, for example, the sprinkling of the water, the person who's tame, that would not really be considered an inconvenience. It's just the procedure of the mitzvah. It's part of the meat and potatoes of what is necessary to perform the ritual process, and therefore the person cannot be mekadesh and isha with the wages that you receive from those activities. It is part of the ritual process, and therefore, in such a situation, the kedushin would not be valid. Perek Gimel, the third chapter, the first Mishnah Aleph. Ha'omer lachavera, person asks his friend, say the kadesh li isha flonis, go and be mekadesh a certain woman, v'halach v'kitchal atzmo, the shaliach instead of acting on behalf of his friend, decides on his own accord to Mekadesh and Isha, Mekadeshes. She would be, in fact, betrothed to him. And the nicest thing to do, he acted in a very deceitful manner, but nonetheless, the Kedushin is valid for this second person, for this Shaliach, for this agent. The Chen Omer, the Isha, and similarly, if a person says to a lady, Ve'at Mekadeshes Lila Achar Shloshim Yom, if a person says to a lady, Mekadeshes to me in 30 days from now, Meanwhile, during that 30-day period, someone else went over to this woman and offered her kedushin, and she accepted. She would be, in fact, betrothed to that second person. Why? Because the first person had a stipulation that the kedushin would not be valid, it would not be chal until 30 days from now. And therefore, there's absolutely no relation whatsoever between the man and this lady. It only takes effect 30 days later. And in the interim, someone else came in an effective kedushin, therefore nullifying that first stipulation from that first individual. Mishnah continues, Bas Yisrael, the Kohen, Tocha B'Truma, so much so that if the second person was a Kohen, she would be allowed to eat Truma. She would be considered 100% his Kala, his wife. In all regards, that a person who is betrothed, engaged, or Kohen can, in fact, eat Truma. The Aksha Wulachar Shloshim Yom, as this person says to someone, be betrothed to me from now and after 30 days. Ubach Evakicha Besor Shloshim Yom, someone else comes in the interim and during this 30-day period is Makadesh to her. Mekudeshes, Veina Mekudeshes. She's both betrothed and not betrothed. What exactly does this mean? Commentaries suggest that this is referring to a situation. We're not quite sure what the intent of that first person, who uses this very strange language, from now and after 30 days. Since it's unclear what exactly he was referring to, we are assuming that she would require a get from both of them. Unclear. Does that mean that the first person's kedushin really was effective right away, and the second person did nothing? or vice versa. The first person really did nothing, and the second person's kedusha was valid right away. Since we are unclear in both cases, we will take a stringency, and both individuals must give her a bill of divorce, just in case. And then the Mishnah just ends. In a case where a person uses very strange language, she does not become really betrothed to him, and she cannot eat truma. Why? Because there is an amount of suffix, kedushin, it is uncertain regarding the kedushin, and therefore, since it's uncertain regarding kedushin, she's not really betrothed to him, and therefore she cannot eat the truma.